Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
So we are continuing our theme week on weird history.
Yes.
And so today we're talking about woolly mammoths.
Woolly mammoths.
I know it's amazing that I've never talked about woolly mammoths on the Wiki Corner before in all these years.
And we should point out, by the way, woolly mammoth is spelled W-O-O-L-L-Y.
Yeah, two O's, two L's.
Mammoth. And the two L's threw me for a loop. When I first wrote it out, I only put one L.
Yeah. But no, it's two.
It's two L's.
It's two,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So they did live during the Ice Age, but they may have lived further in the present day than you may have realized.
Oh.
So recent research has found that woolly mammoths survived on St. Paul Island in Alaska until around 5,600 years ago.
All right.
Based on dating of bones found in the area. The last population known from fossils was on Wrangel Island in the Arctic Ocean and until as recently as 1650 B.C., that's approximately 1,000 years after the pyramids at Giza were built.
You're kidding me. So they were building the pyramids over here,
yes,
for 1,000 years,
were up in the Arctic hanging out.
Holy cow.
Isn't that weird?
So the people who built the pyramids didn't know that they were up there then? Because we're talking,
I don't think so.
You don't think they traveled up there to get stuff?
Who? What, the Egyptians?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think they went to the Arctic to get building materials.
Isn't that weird, though, that those two things
they happen at the same time.
Because
weird, right?
But you think about it, there's probably stuff that exists on Earth right now that we don't know about, like small things, not like a woolly mammoth, but something
yeah,
small, right?
Right.
Or maybe Bigfoot. Maybe Bigfoot is the woolly mammoth of our time. It could be. You never know.
Perhaps.
You're welcome.
Right. So the appearance of the woolly mammoth is probably the best known of any prehistoric animal due to the many frozen specimens with preserved soft tissue and depictions by contemporary humans in their artwork.
Hmm.
The woolly mammoth was roughly the same size as modern African elephants. They were well adapted to the cold environment during the last ice age. They were covered in fur with short ears and tails, and that was to minimize frostbite and heat loss.
Wait a second. So if there's artist renditions of these,
yeah,
then they must have met.
Humans,
right?
Humans and mammoths met. Yes.
What did you know that? I don't know why I'm.
Yeah, I don't know if I really. Well,
I've never given this a lot of thought, but I guess I always thought it was like they were just at different times. But
yeah,
now
you. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, go on. I'm so dumb. I'm sorry.
No, you're not dumb.
No, I think I am.
It had long, curved tusks that grew up to 14 feet long, and its behavior was similar to that of modern elephants, using its tusks and trunk for manipulating objects, fighting, and foraging. And since modern elephants can reach the age of 60, that is the same age that they think woolly mammoths could live to.
Also. Oh, yeah. 60, okay.
So the woolly mammoth coexisted with early humans, who used its bones and tusks for making art and tools and hunted the species for food. Neanderthals and modern humans also used their bones as construction material for dwellings.
Hmm.
So more than 70 of these dwellings are known, mainly from Eastern Europe. The bases of the huts were circular, and large bones were used as foundations for the huts, tusks for the entrances, and the roofs were probably made out of their skins.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Use every part.
Yeah. Some of the bones used for materials may have come from mammoths killed by humans, but the state of the bones and the fact that some of them used to build a single dwelling varied by several thousands of years in age suggests that they were collected remains of long-dead animals. So they were just bones that they found.
They found basically. Massive bones.
And then they made like little huts out of them.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Sure.
The habitat of the woolly mammoth stretched across northern Asia, many parts of Europe, and the northern part of North America during the last ice age. The fossil record suggests mammoths lived on every continent except Australia and South America.
Interesting.
Yeah. So the woolly mammoth is the third most depicted animal in Ice Age artwork.
Is this
after
right?
Horses and bison.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Top three
horses,
is not bad.
Bison,
horses and woolly mammoths.
Yes. And these images were produced between 35,000 and 11,500 years ago. Today, more than 500 depictions of woolly mammoths are known in media ranging from cave paintings and engravings on the walls of caves in Russia, France, and Spain to engravings and sculptures made from ivory, antler, stone, and bone.
Oh, all right.
So scientists are divided over whether hunting or climate change, which led to the shrinkage of its habitat, was the main factor that contributed to the extinction of the woolly mammoth, or whether it was due to a combination of those two.
Mm-hmm.
The existence of preserved soft tissue remains and DNA of woolly mammoths has led to the idea that the species could be revived by scientific means.
What a great idea. Now's a great time to do it, too.
Why
I feel
not?
Like we don't have a lot going on in 2024.
Why not? Just
bring back the woolly mammoth. It's
so
like Jurassic Park.
There's a biosciences and genetics company called Colossal Biosciences, and they're attempting to use genetic code to revive the woolly mammoth by equipping Asian elephants with mammoth traits.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Last year, the company said that it wants to have a woolly mammoth hybrid calf, so woolly mammoth and elephant hybrid, by 2028.
We'll live to see
that,
maybe.
4 years from now. And they want to reintroduce them to the Arctic tundra habitat.
Oh, wonderful.
So we'll see how that goes.
We'll see.
But that could happen. I mean, how weird would that be if that actually happened?
We're just bringing back animals from the past.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes.
All right. We live in a weird time, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with the Woolly Mammoth, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So we're going to play Woolly Bully.
Ah.
Yeah. By Sam Sham and the Pharaohs.
It's Woolly. Sarah, thanks so much.
Yeah.
You got it, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs on Legends 102.7. Woolly Bully. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about woolly mammoths.
Yes.
As part of our theme week on weird history.
We were. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Woolly mammoth tusks grew up to 14 feet long.
Neanderthals and modern humans, some crossover there, used their bones as construction material for their dwellings.
And the fossil record suggests woolly mammoths lived on every continent except Australia and South America.
There we go. So what we take from that, we extrapolate from that, is that they must have been in Africa. Which is remarkable
because they
were very hairy.
But back then, like, weren't the continents, like, different? They were, like, pushed together.
I don't know what happened back then.
I'm not going to track. I don't know.
If it didn't happen after the 77, I have no idea. Folks, want to learn more about the woolly mammoth, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Yeah, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link you can click that will take you to my blog, where I post everything I talk about every day.
And all these are always up on, they're live right now, facebook.com/legends1027. You can watch what happens and hear the weird conversations during the song. And you can catch the archives also up on YouTube. Go to youtube.com and search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. Like and subscribe there. All right, that's it. Back tomorrow, fresh episodes.
Absolutely.
Episode 3 in your 4-day theme week on weird history.
That's right.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather on the way on Legends 1027.